resurrects blighted areas, and puts people back to work. Be part of the promise. Be part of change. Invest in Punch TV Studios for only $1 per share. Call now, 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. Or visit our website at punchtvstudios.com.
Archaeologists in Israel making a major discovery. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
Archaeologists uncovering a 1,500-year-old mosaic with a Greek inscription in Jerusalem's Old City. David Gelman is with the Israel Antiquities Authority.
Its level of preservation is truly amazing, considering that there was a lot of groundwork and infrastructure very nearby.
Gelman says the inscription mentions the last Roman emperor, Justinian, one of the most important rulers of the Byzantine era. The researchers believe the mosaic was once part of a hostel for Christian pilgrims. It's located just beyond Jerusalem's northern entrance, the Damascus Gate. I'm Chris Barnes.
We may soon be calling it Hurricane Harvey. Tropical Storm Harvey is predicted to strengthen into a hurricane by Friday, according to the National Hurricane Center. Right now, the path has it hitting the coast of Texas, which is preparing for massive rainfall and flooding. The storm also expected to cause a drop in oil imports from refineries in the region. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
A horrific story out of California is a family that was celebrating a wedding is now planning a funeral. Here's Jason Campidonia.
Eleanor Tabuena had just finished dancing with her son and new daughter-in-law at their wedding Friday in Coronado. Officials say Tabuena was killed in a nasty car crash when a suspected drunk driver lost control of his car near the iconic Hotel Del and slammed into her and her husband. Tabuena's husband of almost 30 years remains in the hospital with a broken femur and fractured bone in his spine. The driver of the car is now facing a mountain of charges.
Passersby are being praised for their bravery in saving horses from a fire inside a historic barn in New York. Here's more on the story.
Fire broke out in two barns at Goshen Historic Track in Orange County Wednesday evening, trapping 16 horses inside. Passersby, like Charles Perallo, rushed in to help rescue the animals.
The horses were really in a lot of panic when we got here. One of them actually broke their nose and got their lip cut open. The horse went and kicked him.
Firefighters think the blaze may have started in a barn housing a blacksmith shop at the Harness Racing Museum and Hall of Fame. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Sears is going to close more than two dozen more stores as its earnings and sales continue to fall. The retailer reported this morning second quarter earnings fell $1.16 a share, which is less than half the loss analysts had forecast. Same-store sales were off 11.5%. That's worse than expected 7.1% decline. The company's closed 180 stores in 2017. USA Radio News.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
The great philosopher Tommy Boy once said, "Holy shnikes!" Yeah, I had to say that. I mean, my email box is slammed. Everyone looking for what my opinion was on the events of the week, what took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, Durham, North Carolina, Donald Trump's comments, yada, yada, yada. Listen, I will talk about it, but here's a newsflash. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that big of a deal. And I'll bring Anchorman 2 into it a little bit later on in the program. A lot we have to go over today on the big show. I first and foremost, are going to talk about things that actually are important, not into the country as a whole, your portfolio, money, macroeconomic issues. That's what we're all about here at the Watchdog on Wall Street show. The news that you're going to get here, you're not hearing anywhere else. I mean, it was interesting on, Tuesday evening, 77% of all news coverage dealt with Donald Trump's press conference that day. 77%. One news network, it was 100% of the coverage. It was as if nothing else was happening in the world. Nothing at all. We'll ignore North Korea. We'll ignore nothing. Nothing else to see here. We're just going to cover this. Yeah. Well, we'll get into how we've gotten here at this point as well as far as the mainstream media is concerned. But I want to start off with this story. The CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods, upset. Stock is crashing. They're not going to make numbers. Earnings per share missed. Their guidance is worse than any of the sell-side analysts have put out. They basically said things are just way too tough out there. We don't have any pricing power. We've conducted extensive consumer research. The customers have told us that they feel that our prices are not competitive in today's market. Yada, yada, yada. Well, I'm going to tie in this woe is me retail story, because we're hearing it again and again and again, and with my experience, and we're going to also tie this into people's portfolios and make sense out of it all. Anyway, I had to go to Dick's Sporting Goods to pick my son up some stuff for football. Needed football pants. He needed a cup. He needed a mouthpiece. My daughter needed new shin guards. She needed a new soccer ball, and she needed some soccer socks. So I go into Dick's Sporting Goods, which is gigantor. It is a very, very big store. So I head over to the section, the football section, and I look around, and I look around, and I look around, and finally I find a pair of football pants, and then I look for an athletic cup. The kids hate wearing those things, by the way. They hate it. And I'm like, Nico, if you're not going to wear your athletic cup, you're going to be sounding like Caitlyn Jenner pretty soon. But anyway, can't find one. I can't find one. I'm like, what are you kidding me? It's like football season now. Kids are going back. I mean, how could you not have a size for a 11-year-old boy? And someone sees me looking, and they're like, can I help you, sir? Yes, you don't have the size. Yes, we do. You have to go all the way over to this part of the store. And I'm saying to myself, okay, why? Okay, I don't want to mention this. I just go ahead and I do it. I just want to get out of the store because these Gigantor stores drive me nuts anyway. So I get that. Come back, go over to the soccer section. Can I find shin guards for my daughter out there? Nope. Nope. Again, 12-year-old girl. Soccer season's about to start. You would think that they might have those things out somewhere. Lots of other ones. Lots of adult sizes. Nothing for a 12-year-old girl. Again, I had to go ask for help. 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, eventually they find something in the back. Fantastic. This is pretty much par for the course in my experience of dealing with Dick's Sporting Goods. I mean, I am a regular. I love sports. I like to participate. I can't tell you how many times I've gone in there looking for a pair of sneakers, find a pair that I like, and they don't have my size, 10 and a half or 11. Don't have it. Need a pair of weightlifting wraps? Nope, don't have them. I mean, these are things that one would have, one should have. Yeah, you know, they got an entire section there. I mean, they got a lot of space reserved for Yeti coolers that run $500 plus. They managed to make the entire checkout experience godforsaken awful the way they have it set up, not to mention the fact they had Coleman coolers stocked right next to the register, and the people that were actually checking out behind me at a different register couldn't get out because I had a cart with my stuff in it. You know what? Go sell your nutty craziness somewhere else. You're doing a bad job. You're doing a bad job in managing your store. I'll give you another quick example. I live on the North Shore of Long Island. Lacrosse, our sport, happens to be pretty darn popular here. Yet, all of the equipment at Dick's Sporting Goods, I always go to check. Outdated, old stuff that anybody in the know wouldn't be buying in the first place. Now, why bother going there? I mean, they're wondering why they're not getting the traffic, why people are not buying the stuff. Why? Why would they? You're not good at anything, are you? You're not great at anything. I don't know. Maybe you're good at golf. I don't do golf. You've got a huge section for golf. You've got a huge section there for outdoors stuff there. You got fishing poles and whatnot. You're not doing a very good job. I mean, there's different ways you could go about fixing that, maybe giving some autonomy to your store managers and what they order. But maybe you also just have too much stuff and you're spread too thin. And you're trying to be all things to all customers and you just can't do that. People don't want that, obviously, and it's reflecting in your numbers. You know, you take the amount of space that you have in your store that is being utilized for just athletic clothes and gym clothes. Now, why in the world am I going to buy gym t-shirts at Dick's Sporting Goods at $30 to $40 a pop when I can go to the Under Armour outlet or the Nike outlet or the Adidas outlet and buy them there for $10 to $12? It's a gym shirt, for crying out loud. If that's the case, what is the point of even having space on your floor for those items? Now, with that being said, how am I going to tie this into people's portfolios? Well, this is very similar to what we see when people start transferring accounts in. I have explained portfolios like this in the past. It's been a long time. You want to think of your portfolio, the things that you have in your portfolio, you want to think of them like it's a store. Just like it's a store. And all of these things that you have in your portfolio are making up shelf space in your store. Shelf space is valuable. It is very, very valuable. You do not want to waste shelf space. So you want to make sure that the things you have on your shelves are actually performing for you. And in our case, because we are very conservative in how we handle our clients' money, we look towards dividends, for example. We want to make sure that the companies that are in our clients' portfolio, the companies that are taking up that shelf space, are putting off income that we can reinvest, or if the individual is retired, they could live off that income. That is the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal when we're putting together someone's financial plan, and make no bones about it, I'm not lying, it's gotten more difficult over the past 10, 12 years, actually almost 20 years, come to think about it. It's gotten more difficult simply because why? Well, cash and cash equivalents aren't yielding you much of anything. It's made it much, 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 much harder. But you want that portfolio to put off enough income that you can live on. Who wants to go into retirement if you decide to retire? Who wants to go into retirement and then have to worry about what stocks you are going to sell at the end of the month so you can pay the electric bill and the phone bill and the food? No one wants to do that. Then you have to worry about what the market is doing at any given in time. And that's something you don't want to do. So you have to make sure. You have to make sure that all those shelves in your portfolio are working correctly, which means you got to have the best things there. And if something is not working, you can't have any problem getting rid of that and making a change. And, you know, granted, sometimes it involves what? Selling things maybe at a loss, in the same way that stores have to mark stuff down and put stuff on sale because they've got to get rid of it because that shelf space is valuable. Now, granted, in the case of Dick's Sporting Goods, I don't think they have any clue what to put on their shelves. But we do when it comes to portfolios, when it comes to your financial plan. This is, it's a little bit foreign to a lot of people, especially because the way conventional wisdom and the buy, sell crap that is shoved down your throats and the latest hot fund here and hot stocks here and what's hot now and what's not hot now. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. Your portfolio is a business. Handle it as such. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff right there at the website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Also, we have a 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back. Please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget Blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And Budget Blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year, with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades, like the invisible tilt for shutters.
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company, General Steel.
888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. 888-794-1615. That's 888-794-1615.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
One of the reasons I bring up Dick's Sporting Goods and I explain managing a portfolio here on the program is without a doubt, we've been on cleanup duty quite a lot lately. I mean, this is despite the fact that you take a look at the various different indices out there and how well they're doing. People's portfolios, not so much. Not so much. We're getting a lot of portfolios being transferred in, and it's a mess. It reminds me of Dick's Sporting Goods. Lots of stuff all over the place, stuff out of order, redundant stuff here, stuff that's over there, stuff you need to get rid of, mess. Oftentimes, you know, we find people owning the same types of securities in several different funds and well over. They don't even realize how overexposed they are to certain areas of the market. They don't have a clue. They buy a lot of these funds in their 401k and this other crap. They don't even know what it's made up of. Don't even have any idea. And again, you know, listen, a lot of people started off, got their 401k and had a 10-question little booklet there that they filled out, and all of a sudden that told them how they were supposed to put their money away. Give me a break. It's awful is what that is. You know, case in point, too, a lot of accounts coming in as of late with a lot of stuff that's just not going to come back. Not going to come back. And this has always been difficult. Difficult because a lot of these are, I call them vanity purchases. Vanity purchases. This is when investors decide that they're going to do some research on their own and they're going to pick a winner. They're going to pick a winner. They heard something from their buddy when he was golfing, and it's got this great new tech, and it's going to be the latest and greatest thing. And they go out, and they buy something, and they don't think it all the way through. And granted, this company might be neato at that point in time. But will that company make it? For example, CD Now. Remember CD Now? It was an online retailer for CDs. It was neato for a very short period of time. But anybody who took a look at that business said, yeah, anybody can do this. Anybody can do this. Why does it have this ridiculous valuation? And again, I always, I love this line. One of my favorite cable television shows out there as of late, the show Billions. The character, Bobby Axelrod. He has this bit of a monologue that he goes off on his wife. On his wife. His wife, who has got this business that she thinks he wants to go raise money from an investment bank, and she's going to expand the business. And he knows. He knows. And he goes off on this rant. I'm going to repeat it to you. He says, what is it that you do that you're the best in the world at? You offer a service you didn't invent, a formula you didn't invent, a delivery method you didn't invent. Nothing about what you do is patentable or a unique user experience. You haven't identified an isolated market segment, haven't truly branded your concept. You want me to go on? So why would an investment bank put serious money into it? I all but told you ahead of time, but you wouldn't listen. Now you've heard it, but it's too late. You weren't ready. Now, the only thing wrong with that is that today, oftentimes, those garbage companies will get financing in the hopes that they'll eventually take them public from a venture capital company. They don't care. They've got enough money to throw around that they can have a bunch of failures and have one workout and then get paid. But what he says is true when it comes to any type of new company. What is so special about Uber? What is so special about Blue Apron? What is so special about Snap? Didn't Facebook just turn around and copy it? In essence, they did. Facebook has actually directed its employees to go out there and copy competitors. And that's what they're doing. So it's a very, very difficult arena to go out and invest in. One needs to be very, very careful. And I've seen this across the board. And it's not just that. I'm also seeing stuff in the energy sector all over the place. You need to think these things through. And listen, if you decide that you're going to go ahead and purchase some sort of vanity investment, we'll call it, something that you think is going to, you want to do it, you better protect your downside. And you better not load up on this stuff. And oftentimes, again, people, they don't want to sell. They don't want to sell. They hold on to these things too long. So not only have they lost money that, quite honestly, they're not going to get back. You know what else they're also losing to? Opportunity cost. Now, that's a killer. That's another one that investors fail to realize. Time is your most important asset when it comes to investing, especially when you're investing the right way. And you're looking and you understand that compounding is the royal road to riches, and compounding returns over time will get you where you want to be. Time is your most important asset. Well, then, gosh darn it, kiddos. We'll think about the opportunity cost that you are losing by holding on to losers. But holding on to losers is a killer in your portfolio. And I'm talking stocks that are down, that aren't paying any dividend at all. And you're saying prayers at night, and you're rubbing lucky coins, and you think that they're going to come back. Don't do that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get your financial plan done the right way. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Free consultations with our certified financial planners. Account repair kits. All sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're beautiful.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a very warm area of water here, a warm eddy that's broken off into the, from the Gulf of Mexico. That's the storm's going to be moving over, and that's going to could potentially allow for that intensification all the way up to major hurricane strength before it makes landfall.
As Michael Brennan of the National Hurricane Center, he's talking about conditions being ripe for Tropical Storm Harvey to turn into Category 3 Hurricane Harvey. He said it's not going to just be the winds that cause a problem for the Texas and Louisiana coasts.
Two big hazards that we don't want people to miss are the storm surge, which we could see 6 to 10 feet of inundation along the Texas coast here. The other big hazard is going to be heavy rainfall.
The Navy is suspending search and rescue efforts for 9 missing USS John McCain sailors. The mission called off after more than 80 hours of a multinational search over a 2,100 square mile area. USA Radio News.
Do you like free hotel stays, free airline tickets, and earning up to 30% back in free travel points? Well, that's what's happening at Bonvoy.com. Bonvoy.com has the lowest prices on hotels and car rentals guaranteed. When you book with Bonvoy.com, you earn up to 30% back in travel points that you can use for free hotel stays and free airline tickets with no blackout dates or restrictions. Here's the travel hacker, Daniel Gillespie, who's a big fan, and this guy knows how to travel. He recently took a $50,000 trip around the world that only cost him $400.
I just booked a trip on Bonvoy and got 36% back in points. Bonvoy.com is the real deal. The prices are the lowest, and the rewards program is unlike anything I've ever seen. I've even been able to earn more than double the rewards that I earn as a Platinum Elite member at some of the largest hotel chains.
Book hotels and cars at Bonvoy.com today. That's Bonvoy.com. Go to Bonvoy.com right now and get an extra 1,500 travel points for free just for registering. Go to Bonvoy.com today. That's Bonvoy.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
the only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Oh, yeah. Ah, I miss those days. 1980s. Rocky IV. Great stuff. Welcome back. James Brown. Remember when Eddie Murphy used to do James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub on Saturday Night Live? Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned into the program. Last week, I spent a lot of time here on the program, told the story. Stories happens again and again and again. How we at Markowski Investments, Watchdog and Wall Street Show have to deal with how many families out there that have gotten themselves in so much debt unnecessarily, and what it does to them and what it does to their families, and in essence what we can do to help if we can get people to listen. Story this past week, household debt hits a record as auto loans and credit cards climb. Total debt figure is 67% of the second quarter's nominal gross domestic product. I had a great conversation this past week with a business owner. This business owner also happened to be an ex-NFL star. I'm not going to mention his name, ex-NFL star. I'll tell a team. He was defensive back, New York Jets all-star. He does a lot now to help the NFL alumni. He also tries to help young players and point them in the right direction. And you know, I was talking to him about how the mistakes that all these young kids that are getting these big contracts continue to make again and again and again. Hey, take a look at that television show, Ballers, and the type of partying that goes on and the money that is spent and how it's thrown around. And actually, Dwayne Johnson's character in the show, he's actually trying to get these players to put money away and try to save a little bit and do the right thing so they don't get themselves into trouble and lose everything like he had done. And, you know, I was talking with this gentleman. He's like, listen, we could have 100 players at a seminar, and we'll explain this to them about how important it is to put money away and how to save. And 98 of 100 won't listen. 98 out of 100 won't listen. And I explained to him, I said, hey, I go through the same thing. It's my Sisyphean battle. I'm constantly pushing that rock to the top of the hill, and it falls right back down on top of me again and again and again and again and again. People just, they don't want to hear it. I also talked to him about some options as well, you know, some proposals that I've had for the NFL in regards to structuring salaries with deferred compensation. This, you know, the average NFL player only plays 2.7 years. That's it. 2.7 years, for crying out loud. That's nothing. You better save money. Not to mention the fact that they're going to get taxed big time. Those big checks come, you're going to get crushed. And he said, yeah. He said, even the Players Association, they don't want to do that. Again, we talk about this all the time here on the program. And I don't want this phrase to sound the slightest bit offensive. We call it the great conspiracy to keep people poor and stupid. And it's true. It's true. I take a look at the nonsense that's being preached on business programs out there. I can take a look at the garbage when these stockbrokers come in, when they're setting up 401k plans for businesses, and the god-awful advice that they give people that are just starting out. It's one dumb idea after another, after another, after another. And again, we here at the program, we're pretty simple. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. There's no exceptions. You can't get around it. And if you abide by that and you understand it, you'll do fine. And granted, hey, listen, Listen, I was a kid once too. You don't think I'm sympathetic to this? Imagine, again, put yourself in that position. Imagine being a 19, 20, 21-year-old with all of this money all of a sudden. All of this money. Again, you're feeling invincible in the first place. It's difficult. But again, they're not doing enough to help these kids out. They have to find a different way to restructure it. And again, this is a conversation that you need to have. We got kids entering the workforce. Talk to them about the importance. I know they don't want to. I know they don't want to do that 401k plan. I don't want to do it. Stress to them how important it is. We talk about it in terms of paying yourself every single month. Do it. Pay yourself every single month. Take a dollar amount that you can afford. You know what? I'm going to take a quick break right here. We got to take a break right here. We're going to get back. I'm going to get back into that concept. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. That's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Bringing you more cowbell than those other financial shows. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Hey, Markowski, what the hell are you talking about? Pay yourself. What does that mean? I'll tell you exactly what it means. Pay yourself, for crying out loud. We all have bills every single month. We all have them. You got to pay the electric bill. In wintertime, I got to pay the oil guy. You got your mortgage. You got your car payment. You got all of these things, food, all of this stuff that you have to pay for. Why not put on one of your line items yourself? That's right, yourself. And you pick a number that's reasonable. This is where I sometimes get into debates to some degree with the Dave Ramsey Fowlers and some of these other guys out there, and that you need to live your life. You need to enjoy your life. You need to price in every single month, you know, going out, spending time with your family, going out to dinner. That's a part of it too. But you also need to pay yourself too. And, you know, it's kind of like, let me put it this way. It's like when you're trying to get yourself in shape. Sometimes people, they set these ridiculous goals or expectations of themselves, and they haven't lifted weights or haven't exercised in years, and all of a sudden they're going to go 6-7 days a week. What? No. That's not going to happen. You're going to burn yourself out, and you're not going to want to go. Same thing holds true with paying yourself. You've got to come up with a dollar amount that you can afford every single month that you will pay, without exception. You're not going to skip it. You're going to do it every single month. And it gets into compounding. We just talked about opportunity costs and compounding being the royal road to riches. The earlier you start to save, the less you have to save. I've written about this countless times and given countless examples. The importance of time and your investments. And people still, they don't heed it. Everybody's got to play catch up later on in life. I mean, you really want to do that? You really want to be in your late 40s into your 50s where you got to start saying, oh, that's it, honey. No more vacations for us. We haven't saved enough. We haven't saved enough money, so now we got to start socking away a ton more if we want to retire. No. You know, my mother-in-law, the Greeks, they've got this phrase. They go, siga, siga. Easy. That's how you got to do investing throughout life. Easy. Throughout your entire life. You don't want to make it painful for yourself. Do you understand? I never understood that concept, too. You want to crush yourself. Let's make life very, very hard so we can't do anything. No. You're only here one time, kids. Enjoy it. Be smart with what you do, but pay yourself every single month. Anyway, you know, I got a couple more interesting stories. I got to get into ripoffs and scams, too. I don't know if you heard about this. Maybe you heard about this. $147,000 for a one-year master's degree. You know what? That is a ripoff and scam story. We'll do that with ripoffs and scams coming up next. Yeah, Ivy League institution, by the way. That's an expensive piece of artwork. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Get your financial plan done. Speak with one of our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Listen. There's people out there that can afford $2 million cars. There are. And, oh, you can afford a $2 million car. God bless you. I actually went to one of those factories when I was in Italy for one of those $2 million cars. I went to Ferrari, but I also went to Pagani, which is a supercar company. And I was, again, watching them, this little factory, make these cars by hand. Amazing, it really was, just the type of craftsmanship that's involved. But anyway, I guess there's people that can afford $147,000 for 1 year of college. You get your master's degree in 1 year. $147,000, Columbia. Now, what do you get with that degree? Well, job prospects in the field. It's called, what is this field? It's called digital journalism. Yeah, the average person is making, here it is, $45,000 a year. There you go. You're going to go out there and spend $147,000 on a master's degree after you already spent the money on your undergraduate degree to go out there and get a job in a field where, well, people are getting laid off. They're not getting hired in digital journalism. I don't get it. But again, colleges and universities always finding new and different ways of getting parents to part with their money. All right. Story out here about what's going to happen next with this. It's getting gigantor. Securities-backed loans are totaling at least $100 billion for the big brokerage firms. It is a major profit center for brokers right now. If you remember, we discussed this on the program when some of the, I think it was Morgan Stanley, there was another couple other firms out there that were holding sales contests for their brokers, getting their clients on the phone and convincing them that they need to borrow money. Go out and borrow money against your portfolio. Even if you don't need it, just go ahead and do it because you know what? We make money when you lose money. That's what they're doing. And I guess the number's getting up there. Basically what this is, it's kind of like a margin loan, except you don't buy any securities with it. You're taking cash out of your portfolio. Via a loan. And again, the same rules apply. If your portfolio drops, if there's a correction and stocks back off, guess what? You're going to get a margin call unless you put that money back. They're going to sell off securities in your portfolio. Again, why? Why? Listen, I understand if you are one of those big-time CEOs that are getting huge stock grants in your portfolio that maybe you're locked up and maybe you don't want to sell to some degree, but they're pushing this stuff on the masses, and that's not the way to go by any stretch. But again, big brokerage firms, and if you haven't been, you're new to the program, well, if you're working with one of the big firms, there's something wrong at your medulla oblongata. Just, again, go back, read my stuff. Wells Fargo looks like they're, looks like one of their chairman, looks like their chairman is going to have to step down. Looking to get rid of their chairman because the 800,000 people that Wells Fargo decided to defraud by making them buy car insurance that they didn't need. Not only that, forcing upwards of 25,000 people to default on their auto loan when they didn't need to. Again, that's Wells Fargo. Yes, yes, the Wells Fargo commercials, all that good stuff. Guys, the funny thing is I mentioned this on the program, and I wrote about this, just going back to 2007. Back in 2007, I got a hold of an advertising contract between Morgan Stanley and one of the big networks. And it stated very clearly in that advertising contract that if that network was planning any sort of negative coverage of Morgan Stanley, to pull their ads. Do you notice all the ads that Wells Fargo had been running over the course of the year? Do you notice how this story that I just mentioned isn't being talked about in the mainstream media? Yes. Yes. If you don't think you can buy good news coverage, you're crazy. You can. I always remember the scene in Mad Men, where one of the ad executives is dressing down one of his employees and explains to him that he could get the New York Times to print Mein Kampf on the front page if he wanted to because he spends so much money there in advertising. Yeah, you can buy it. Story, this is kind of a blast from the past, and I guess it's still going on. Still going on. A lot of the big brokerage firms out there, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, Edward Jones, Morgan Stanley, E-Trade, you name it, they're actually getting kickbacks from various different exchanges based upon order flow. Now, you can basically direct your trades anywhere, and what these firms are supposed to do is direct their various different trades to the exchange that would have the best execution for the customer. But no. It's called paying for order flow. An exchange will say, hey there, Morgan Stanley, you send us your trades. And you know what? We'll give you a kickback on those commissions. If it sounds nefarious, it is. But hey, again, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They going to break up the big brokerage firms? No, they're too big to fail now. Too big to fail. They are omnipotent. You can't do anything about them. You've actually had the ex-attorney general of the United States said he wouldn't even go after him because he's afraid it was going to hurt the economy. Why would you work with someone like that? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Get the help you need. Out from all these darn firms. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5984.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street. Wasting away again
in Margaritaville. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
There's a very warm area of water here, a warm eddy that's broken off into the, from the Gulf of Mexico. That's the storm's going to be moving over, and that's going to could potentially allow for that intensification all the way up to major hurricane strength before it makes landfall.
As Michael Brennan of the National Hurricane Center, he's talking about conditions being ripe for Tropical Storm Harvey to turn into Category 3 Hurricane Harvey. He said it's not going to just be the winds that cause a problem for the Texas and Louisiana coasts.
Two big hazards that we